You're listening to Inside on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Duncan in for Beth Ruyak. Mino Yancey is a jazz fusion group in Sacramento. The band members are keyboardist Damani Rhodes, guitarist Brandon Kendricks, bassist Christian Moore, and drummer Styx. Mino Yancey has performed at South by Southwest, the San Jose Jazz Festival, and the Crocker Art Museum. Beth Ruyak asked the drummer Styx about how he came up with the band's name.
I was looking up just musical names, and I was looking up different languages, and I came up with the name Freedom of Music. But when I was looking up these different languages, it sounded better when Mino came first, because Mino means musical. Yancey means freedom. So instead of Freedom of Music, it became Musical Freedom. And it's two different African languages. One's South African, which is Mino, and another one's Northern Nigerian, Yancey is. So Sesotho and Hausa.
Okay, how'd you all come together? Who wants to tell that story?
Honestly, it's all because of me.
He says humbly.
I'm not much of a talker. I'm not a huge
really?
Boaster. Yeah, no, I don't really get down like that. I'm the quiet one of the group. Pretty much these are my pupils. I used to play guitar, so I taught him. Played bass, taught him. The only reason why he's here is because of me. So you guys are welcome. I brought them all together.
No, we came together as a band, was it a year and a half ago now?
Yep.
It started off, I actually had a trio called the Damani Rhodes Trio, and I was playing some music that I wrote, and I eventually wanted to put together a fourth member of the band, and I wanted it to not just be my thing, but for it to be everybody's thing that we all contribute to, that we all write for, and it's ours that we all own together. And so that's how we kind of came together, and it's just since that first gig, it's worked.
Last year at this time, you were at South by Southwest,
right,
which is happening this week. That must have been a great experience. You were a brand new band then.
Right. We hadn't had any music out or anything. We got to partner up with some of our friends out of Oakland called Soul Development, and they were going on a tour, and they wanted us to play for them. And so we were like, you know what? We'll play for you guys if you guys let us do some of our stuff. And it worked, and we did a bunch of cities playing SoFar Sound shows and some other venues as well. And we went from here to LA to Arizona to Texas, down to South by Southwest and back.
So that's Damani and Styx and Christian and Brandon. So let's hear some music from Mino Yancey.
We'll be right back.
It's Mino Yancey. Styx, you must be a fabulous teacher because these guys are tearing it up on bass and guitar. And if you taught them.
This is what I do.
Wow.
This is what I do. Everything that they know.
Tell me about this. Brandon, Christian, tell me about learning from him.
Oh.
Come on, B.
Tell it right. You were flying on that guitar.
I had to chase him down. He was up in a mountain in the Himalayas working on a ginseng patch, raising goats and chicken.
And you made the pilgrimage.
I did.
And said, teacher, share with me the secrets.
Yes.
Bless
me. I am his sensei.
All right. No, I was just a fan of music, and Styx just happened to show up in my life and was like, here's the bass, learn it, and let me teach you the ways.
That's it, bro. That's it. I gave him his cheat.
All right. You're really tight, and everybody is technically really spot on. Do you practice a lot?
Yes,
daily.
Yes, I can tell.
Daily.
Yeah.
Practice is a big part of the thing.
Yeah. How about writing the music? What's that process like?
For writing the music, there's a lot of songs, because I write a lot of the songs. And a lot of the songs that that we play, but they also write. And so the way it has worked many of the times is I've written songs on my own that I've brought to the band, and then everybody contributes their flavor, their feel, the piece of them that makes it us. Sometimes we also come with just bits and pieces of ideas, like, oh, I have this section of something, of an idea that I was working on, and then someone may elaborate on it. Or we've written songs even where we just come to rehearsal and Styx will start a groove out of nowhere, and we'll just build on it, and all of a sudden it becomes a thing.
I figured that was happening.
So there's multiple ways that we do it. The magic typically happens when we come together, and no matter what someone has created on their own, or if anything has been created at all, when it comes together, that's when it becomes Mino Yancey.
So Mino Yancey is MinoYanci.
Yep.
And I love the vibe between the four of you too. You know, the music aside, it just seems like you really enjoy each other and there's a real happy spirit between you.
Well, I mean, so we took acting classes.
I'm not sure he meant that the way that came out.
The truth is I'm an old school teacher, so I have the paddle. And so when they don't
now
act
we're back
right,
to the Himalayas, aren't we?
Exactly. I have a paddle on the wall. Just
I'm going to leave you back to your spiritual seeking. And what are you wanting to do next?
Well, I mean, the goal of the dream is, you know, to play this music and travel and to, you know, amass a fan base of people who love what we're doing and inspire people to be free. We call this freedom music, and that's our whole MO. That's why the name is Musical Freedom itself, and that's what we're trying to express. Hopefully people can gravitate towards that concept and enjoy the music and enjoy the now and feel the freedom and all that stuff. So what we would like to do is do some more collaborations with different artists and put out more EPs and release more music and play more shows and just continue to be free in this way.
That's the band Mino Yancey. Damani Rhodes on keyboard, Brandon Kendricks on guitar, Christian Moore on bass, and Styx on the drums. Their self-titled EP is streaming on Bandcamp and Spotify. You can see them at Concerts in the Park tonight. Also, you can catch them at Harlow's on August 15th. But if you can't see either one of those performances, you can watch videos of them performing The Adventure and also Say Cheese live in our studio. It's all on our website. That is Insight for today. I'm Beth Duncan. Insight is produced by Jen Picard, Bert Johnson, and Cody Drabble. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Casey Gardner, and Emily Zentner. Our technical director is Mark Jones. The Insight theme music was composed by Joe Gilman and Paul Conley. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. We're back with another live show Monday. Thank you for joining us. We'll be right back.